Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus. Amen. Our sermon text for this morning is in Paul's epistle to the Ephesians, the second chapter, beginning with the 8th verse. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. And we pray. These are your words, dear Heavenly Father. Sanctify us by the truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Please be seated. When I was a kid, about the fifth grade, I hit a big milestone in my life, and maybe you can relate when you were that age. It was around the time that I was allowed to mow the lawn with my family's riding lawnmower. A lot of fun when obviously you can't drive a car at that age. And I was strictly warned, take it slowly, be careful, don't go too fast. And there were plenty of trees and obstacles to worry about. So it had 5 speeds on it. I actually listened and took it at a reasonable 2. And I mowed the lawn perfectly that time, like a pro. A week later, I was going to mow it again, of course, and that time I thought, you know, that last time it went so well, I could probably speed it up a little bit. You know, after all, I was in the fifth grade, I'd figured I had things pretty well figured out. And I remember how quick the process went. It was from 2, and I was thinking, well, 3 isn't much faster. It's still a little pokey. By the time you're at 4, you might as well just go full speed. So I was taking that lawnmower at full speed, just these amazing weaving in and out between obstacles, these amazing turns, tight turns, until I turned that thing directly into a tree and at full speed. You see, I had mowed that lawn perfectly my first time. I should have been able to mow it perfectly every time. But the second time around, I had made a critical mistake. I had become an expert. And becoming an expert was my downfall. That text I just read for you today, you think that you are an expert in that. You've probably heard of things like grace, being saved by grace through faith on campus here, in the required courses of religion and chapel. Are you an expert in that grace? For you professors and pastors, maybe you've heard it a whole lot in your life too. Are we ready? We know enough. We can just zone out and think about the rest of our day and wait until I'm done rambling on up here. Well, I'm going to try to talk you down from that. I'm going to try to talk you down from becoming an expert like I was. You see, becoming an expert, or the sin of pride and boasting, is a great temptation that's easy for us as Christians to ignore. We can make it easier on ourselves when we like to point out the sins of others as if we're not tempted by them and think, oh, I'm glad I'm not like that guy. Or we can make sin sound a lot easier when we focus on sins maybe out there in the world, and we can boast ourselves up and think, well, that world sounds like a horrible place. I'm glad I'm not there. And we're just kidding ourselves. But pride, boasting, and becoming a know-it-all expert is a great danger, all the more on the campus of Bethany, where we have God's Word, where we have grace and faith readily taught. It's a great danger here because we know it so well. And if the devil can't take God's word away from us, well, isn't it about the next best thing? If he can turn us into experts, make us bored with the word, make us bored with grace, make us bored thinking that we have expertise in it all, we don't have a whole lot left to learn, we're pretty well off, not a whole lot left for us. We got it down. So Paul in our lesson really sets the record quite straight when he says that it's not of works lest anyone should boast. There have been debates in Christendom about what the word grace means, and there have been plenty of debates about what the word faith means. I don't know if anyone's going to debate what the word boast means. And I think by that word, we see very clearly what Paul is getting at. If we have room for boasting, if we have room for pride, we don't have grace figured out. He says there's no room for that. By grace, we are saved. God's grace is His love, His work for us that we don't deserve. It leaves zero room for boasting. And we do have to admit in our sinfulness, we do at times let boasting, pride, and being a know-it-all expert get a foothold in our lives. We do it a little bit when we get bored with God's word and think we have it all figured out and become too prideful for it. We let boasting and pride get a foothold when we maybe even look down at people of other beliefs or of other denominations or even of other religions, acting as if our faith, our beliefs from God's word are because we have been so wise as to figure it out, as if we've been so great to believe, not understanding that it's only by grace that we even have faith. And sometimes we let boasting and pride get a foothold when we act like we're right basically 99% of the time. We're always the good guys, everyone else is the bad guys. It can be easy for us not to really recognize that there are times we're just wrong, that we mess up. It gets easy to downplay our sins. And really, with pride and boasting and becoming a know-it-all expert, it is a dangerous game to play. You know, Proverbs 16:18 says, pride goes before destruction. That if the devil can keep us locked in on pride and boasting unrepentantly, if he can keep us down on that path, he is going to kill our faith eventually. And then we're going to be looking at things like death and destruction and hell. When things like pride get a foothold on me, I think one thing that really helps bring a guy back down to earth is what Martin Luther writes in his preface to the Large Catechism. He's the kind of guy that he's just going to straight tell you how it is. This is what he writes. As for myself, let me say that I too am a doctor and a preacher, yes, and as learned and experienced as any of those who act so high and mighty. Yet I do as a child who is being taught the catechism. Every morning and whenever else I have time, I read and recite word for word the Lord's Prayer, the Ten Commandments, the Creed, the Psalms, etc. I must still read and study the catechism daily, yet I cannot master it as I wish. I must remain a child and pupil of the catechism, and I do it gladly. So yeah, we are a long ways off from becoming experts. We remain as children, constantly needing to learn in this earthly life. But when we realize our inadequacies, our sin, our hopelessness in making things right on our own, we realize what a blessed thing and what a comfort it is that Paul describes salvation as he does here. By grace you are saved through faith. Yes. By grace. Grace means that God loved us when we totally didn't deserve it in our sins. Grace means that God took our problems and made it His problem, and He took care of it for us. Jesus lived that perfect life that we couldn't do to make up for our sins. He was humble to make up and cancel out our pride and have it count for us. Grace means that Jesus took the death and the hell that you and I have coming to us and took it on Himself, and that death and hell became Jesus' death and hell on the cross and in our place. Grace means that this forgiveness of sins that we have is for an even bigger picture, that just as Jesus rose from the dead, there we see in many ways our own resurrection, and that connected to Him, we too will rise glorious on the last day. And when we face death, we will be with our Lord in heaven, all by His grace. And by grace, it even means that the faith that we have to receive all of these blessings, that faith has been worked in us by God, the Holy Spirit Himself, coming to us in the Word and Sacrament. So even the faith we have to receive all this is by God's grace. It's not even something to boast about. So all of it is God's grace. And so that's a huge relief for us. Yes, by grace. Don't worry about it. God has taken care of it. That's what grace says. And that's the biggest joy and relief we can have as Christians. And it's all for free. So Paul has made it clear for us today. You know, don't become an expert. Don't be that kind of expert that I was on a lawnmower back in fifth grade. As Christians, we realize there's so much we can learn and grow in from God's Word. There's constantly more to learn, more comfort we draw in the difficulties and trials we face, more strength for temptations, more help and counsel and consolation of eternal life right in God's Word. It's a great and constant blessing to us in our life. And it's great not being an expert, because we know we have one who is expert for us, our Lord, and He's taken care of it all for us by grace through faith. Amen.